We're here on KSOM, and we're wrapping up the high school softball season, talking now Nottoway Valley softball with Ryan Zinger, co-coach for the Nottoway Valley Wolverines. And, Coach, it was 5-9 in the conference, 5-13 overall. Certainly hoping for a little more wins this past season, but nevertheless, I'm sure you saw some good things and some not-so-good things. Your thoughts overall on your team this past season?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Coach Eisbach, myself, going into the season, if you'd have told us we'd have been 5-13, we probably would have argued with you. But at the end of the day, that's the way we ended up. I believe, and Coach believes, our record did not dictate of how well ball we did play. You know, make no mistake about it, being the POI conference, tough conference. When you have to play Martinsdale's twice, Southeast Warren's twice, obviously Wayne twice. You know, those are six tough games right there. We set up non-conference games intentionally to be tough. So, you know, overall, 5-13, not what we were looking for. But a lot of good things. We were really young, had one senior, that played on the field. Otherwise we were all, you know, freshmen, sophomore heavy, juniors. So, you know, overall it was a good season. Obviously the record didn't dictate it, but, made a lot of improvements, in our batting. We started off hot, then we kind of went cold, and then we ended. You know, how we ended was probably truly the best ball we were playing, and that's what you look forward towards the end of the season.
What do you think that they were able to do at the plate? I mean, it hit 253 as a club. Some players had some big-time numbers. Emma Boswell, 395, four homers on the year. That certainly stood out the most, I think, out of anybody. But what do you feel like their approach was like at the plate to have some success this year?
Yeah, you know, I think we just we worked on it a lot. We call it, or I call it, Coach and I call it, zone hitting. You know, where are we seeing those balls at? And, you know, beginning of the year, we were out on fire. I mean, we had girls up over, I think at the 5-6 game stretch, we had girls 5 or 6 over 500. And to be honest with you, then you come into those teams that we already mentioned, and you know, we struggled a little bit catching up with the speed, seeing kind of the different pitches, and we kind of just backed up and went back 101, seeing your pitch, waiting for your pitch, be patient, and look for your pitch, get those counts where we want them. And you know, like I said, we kind of had a little slag in the middle. And then at the end, we kind of got those averages back up. I mean, obviously, we want to be higher than that. But in our conference, we had a lot of young kids putting the bat on the ball, so we were happy about that.
So what can you say about your one senior, Carter Osborne, who played a little infield, a little backup catcher for you as well?
Yeah, I mean, Carter Osborne is a kid that any coach would want on their team. She was obviously the lone senior that came up from Orient. So tough on her to her senior year, having to change schools coming up. And, you know, she came in guns a-blazing. I mean, positive attitude, probably one of the best teammates we had on the field, just constantly positive. I don't know if I saw the whole season that girl get or show a bad attitude at all. Her attitude and effort was by far, I mean, that kid's 110%. All the time and just tough as nails. So she will be greatly missed. We started her, you know, on the hot corner, third base to begin with. And then the last half of the season, we put her behind and she was catcher for us. Unfortunately for her, before our regional game, she did suffer a concussion against Central Decatur. And you talk about how tough a kid she is. She took two foul balls right off the face mask, back to back. We evaluated her that night. She would not come out of the game. So we did have to evaluate her pretty close, had, you know, athletic trainers look at her and she's good to go, tough as nails. And then we get the call the next day. She's heading to the doctor's office with definitely a concussion. And unfortunately she missed the last two games of the season because of that concussion. But, you know, you talk about a kid tough as nails, she would not come out of that game.
Yeah, tough kid. Hopefully that won't linger for her. So pitching-wise, Ella Boswell threw all but one inning throughout the entire season for you. Obviously, your ERA, runs allowed, and walk-to-strikeout ratio wasn't where you want them to be. So what do you see from Ella in order to see her improve her pitching in the circle?
Yeah, I mean, she's obviously a freshman. I mean, asking a freshman to come in and pitch every game but one inning. The start of the season, we thought maybe we'd have a couple other girls step into the circle and help us a little bit. Just didn't pan out, work out for us with the teams and the schedule we had. Ella was able to go every game. You know, we just got to keep working. We asked her to do one thing this year, and that was throw strikes for us. Occasionally she'd get, you know, she'd walk a few here or there. So that's what we challenge her. Hey, you don't have to do anything special out here. We're not looking for 10 to 12 strikeouts a game. We got a solid defense behind you. Throw strikes for us. And, you know, she really did that for us. To put a freshman out there every single game, that's tough. And she fought through it mentally. So next year, you know, you're looking at next year, and we got finally, last few years, or since Coach and I took over as her third full season, we've only had one pitcher. You know, you lose Georgia Holiday, and now thank goodness we got Ella Boswell come in. Next year, Nottoway Valley softball is finally, you know, where next few years we're going to have 3, 4, possibly 5 different pitchers coming up. So the future's looking bright. That obviously takes a lot of pressure off of Ella. But make no mistake about it, we've had that talk at the end of the season that, hey, we got to keep working. And we get better in the off season, and, you know, we're ready to start next season already.
What do you think about some of your young players, like Ella offensively? She struggled a little bit with the bat. Taylor Lockery did not. She's a freshman. She had 302 for you. Madison Thompson had a good start to the season. And some of your other younger players, sophomores like Addison Glotty and Destiny Fry, was used as a runner, played in just about every game for you. What do you think about some of this young core of players?
Oh, I tell you what, Coach Eisbach and I are licking our chops. We got a lot of younger players that did some phenomenal things. You mentioned some of the names. In the POI, for us to get 4 girls on all-conference, that says something. That's tough. POI all-conference is no joke. And we're fortunate enough to get 4 of those girls on all-conference this year. So what's coming, all 4 conference players will be back next year. And then we just have a stout, soon to be freshman, 8th graders coming up. There's 9 of them there that we're looking at. All 9 of them play great. You know, you look at the future, our middle school program, went 14-1 this season. So yeah, our younger girls are coming up. Can't say enough about those girls that you said, our freshmen, the Taylor Locker, the Maddie Thompsons. They came in as leaders, stayed as leaders. And you know, we're just licking our chops. We get 3, 4 more years with these girls because it's going to be a lot of fun.
So what do you think is your main emphasis for this team in the offseason?
You know, I think one of the big emphasis for us is this is kind of the first year. It started last year, actually. We got a lot of girls that are playing travel ball, a lot of girls that love softball, live and breathe softball. So keep these girls active in the fall, off season, and keep working. I mean, make no mistake about it. You can't just put a softball down and a bat down and expect to come back where you were. We're going to stay after it. We got some parents and other coaches and stuff that help out on the off season because obviously we can't have any contact. But they just continue to play ball, continue to get in there, get your reps in, and get ready. And that's what Coach Eisbach and myself are really, really chomping at the bit to get started next year. Cause we got a lot of girls that, this is their sport. If you ask them, softball is their sport. Obviously all of them are multi sport athletes, and you'll see those names here coming up in volleyball and basketball and track. But, you know, softball, it's looking very good.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time here today and throughout the season. And certainly best of luck down the road, and certainly stay safe while you're out there trying to chase the bad guys in your full-time job with the state police. So thanks so much.
Greatly appreciate, Chris. Greatly appreciate all the support. Thank you.
Ryan Senior, head coach, co-coach, along with Brian Osbach for Nottoway Valley Softball with us here on KSOM.